Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Congratulations to our government officials. They appropriated the money to fund our government until the fiscal year ends next October. Now we can take a big sigh of relief. And I'm glad they did it. We don't want to shut the government down. But here's what is happening. Once again, for another year, we'll spend more money than we take in. Families can't do this for very long. They go broke. Farms can't do it. They go broke, too. Would you like to take a look at the financial road that we're on? In 1980, the U.S. government debt was $2 trillion. Now, 30 years and five presidents later, our debt exceeds $18 trillion, nine times what it was in 1980. In the last 40 years, we have been in the red every year except four. Unless we get on top of this, someday the chickens will come home to roost. Our children and grandchildren will pay the price. As bad as we are, we're better than many other countries. Countries like Argentina, they aren't paying their debt. Russia defaulted on their debt some years ago, but now, with the collapse in oil prices, they're in deep trouble again. Greece and Spain and Italy are struggling. If we want to stand out as a responsible world leader, we can't keep putting our tough decisions behind us. I hope this new Congress, the president, and our next president will stand up and show some courage. The countries in the world that are creating jobs and experiencing economic growth are the ones that have stepped up and cut spending. Mr. George Osborne, UK Chancellor of the Exchequer, has a lot of wise advice. And here's what he has to say. And I quote, "The UK has been growing faster than any other major economy since 1910. We set out a clear deficit reduction plan. Far from returning Britain to recession, as my critics warned, we have experienced a 27% increase in business investment. We reduced our tax rate of income, and we cut our corporate tax rate to 20%. Turn to the United States, and as universally criticized as our budget sequestration process has been, it has provided the discipline to control our spending. Our economy is doing very well." Mr. Osborne sums it up this way, and I quote, "The lesson is clear. You can't build a better future on a mountain of debt." And that's it for this week. You can see 20 years of my radio programs. Go to johnblockreports.com. Bye-bye.